Okay, we're starting here at the bottom of Lamed Vav and Bet, right after the Mishnah. The Gemara asks the question, Tanu Rabbanan, Minayin li nitanin al mizbeach chitzon, shenitnan b'matana achat, shekiper. How do I know that when you do any matanot on the mizbeach chitzon, that if you do one matana, b'di'eved, you are nitkaper? So that's what we saw in the Mishnah. Then we have Shtayin Sheharba. Beit Shammai says, Kol Nitanim Mizbech Chitzon, Shnatan Manata Achat, Kiper. Then we had a machlokus between them and Beit Hillel with regards to Chatat. So the question of the Gemara is, what's the source for the fact when you put on one matana on the Mizbeach, that's sufficient? Question, which Tosos raises right away, is, according to whom is this question? Who is this question? Is this question for Beit Hillel or Beit Shammai? Now, from the Avamin, it seems to be that it's only Beit Shammai, because Beit Hillel, by the Chatat, which requires four matnot, etzbah, says one is sufficient. And if I know one by the Chatat, then I would know one by all of the other karbonot. Whereas Beit Shammai, who says by Chatat two, he needs a source for why by other karbonot, there's one. So that would be, it would sound like the whole Gemara here, the question and the whole flow of the Gemara is only according to Beit Shammai, which obviously Tosos is not really willing to accept, because that means we have a whole Gemara that's lo aliba de ochata. So then Tosos says that ein ochanami, even though Beit Hillel believes by Chatat that one is sufficient, we might not be able to learn from Chatat to other karbanot. A number of times it says the word saviv, and that would say that they are me'akev, the two matanot, shnei matanot shnei arba, are me'akev. Or the other possibility is, Torah made shtei matanot ke'achat. The Torah creates a situation where shtei matanot shehen arba, so it views two matanot as being a one, maybe so too here by the me'akev. The shtei matanot that are on there, which are the arba, maybe they are also ma'akev, because the Gemara looks at, or the Torah looks at every two matanot as one. Maybe over here also we would say the same thing that ma'akev. So Tosfos makes two suggestions as to why we would not believe this is only according to Beit Shammai, and that we would need these psukim, or this reasoning, even according to Beit Hillel. So the blood you shall pour out. Is that what this is coming to teach you? I'm violating Tanya. We need this for another brayta. How do I know that all damim, when you complete doing the matnot on the mizbeach, that they go and pour it into the yisod, the mizbeach tamal omar? V'dam zivachecha yishafech. So Mar says, no, he doesn't have to use that pasuk. Nafkalei midrabi. They can learn that din out from Rabbi. The Tanya, Rabbi Omer, banishar badam imatzei, she'en tamal omar badam. That word badam is extraneous, because it could just say, the pasuk begins with the word v'dam, so therefore it could just say, banishar imatzei. What is the extra word, banishar badam imatzei? So that teaches us, umat tamal omar badam, l'fisha gov manu elinatim matan dalid, Shituni matan damim liyisod. We only know by those that have four matnot, as they require going to the yisod by the chatat. Shar damim min island. How do I know that by other damim that's true? That any korban that is run mizbeach, how do I know that they also required to be put on the yisod? So as we learn, tamad omar v'nishar badam yimatzei. That teaches us she'in tamal omar badam, that extraneous word. So ma tamal omar badam li meid al kol damim shetuni matan damim li yisod. That by all other damim, by all other karbanot, that they also require yisod. So now Tosfos points out, avagav d'lo k'tiv yisod, doesn't say the word yisod anywhere. He says matzinu shirayim shenishpachim li yisod. We do know that other karbanot end up in yisod. D'chtiv chatat edama yishpoch al yisod mizbeach. That's the source that we know that it goes to yisod mizbeach. So over here, when it says dam zvachecha yishafech, or the badam over here, we're going to say that it applies to the yisod. Since we have a precedent of the leftover blood going to the yisod, so to over here, when it says dam zvachecha yishafech, or it says badam venishar badam yimatzei, we're going to assume that the placement of that dam is on the yisod, like we find by the chatat. So the only one we know, obviously, is from the chatat. The chatat itself, that we just read in the Tosafot, that has the explicit pasuk that yematan dam li yisod. How do I know by other karbanot that you also require matan dam li yisod after you've done the shtei matanot shen arba? How do I know you pour the rest on the yisod? That I learn out from b'dam zivachecha isha fech. Or, other possibility is that we can learn it out from Rabbi's din, which is when Ishar Badam Yimatze. Extra word dam comes to teach me that all the dam that's left over, that ends up as a Madat Yisod. In the end, we use Dam Sebechecha Yishafech to teach me that one matana is me'akev, one is sufficient, b'di'evet, and din of pouring the blood Yisod, I learn out of Nishar Badam Yimatze. Mar says, "Vakati achi udata." Is that what I'm using Dam Zevachel Yishafech for? Mi baile, I need it for this. The Tanya, minayim nitanim bezrika shenatan b'shvicha yatsa. How do I know certain items have to be nizrak al mizbech, and certain items have to be nishpach, poured onto the mizbech? Zrika, by definition, zrika means merachok, from afar. Both of them, you take a klisharet and you have the dam that was nitkabel in it. One of them, you'll, from before you get to the Mizbech, you'll toss the blood out of the Klisharet, and then it'll land on the Mizbech. That's called Zrika, as Rashi says. Kol Zrika, Merachok Mashma. So Zrik Menekli, the Mizbech, and the Merachok. From away from the Mizbech, you pour it out, you toss it out of the Klisharet, and it hits the wall of the Mizbech. On the other hand, Shvicha is as it indicates, means to pour it on the Mizbech. So how do I know that those which are done with Zrika, normally, if you did it with Shvicha Yatza, anything that's poured is good. So Mar says, "Sever lucky Rabbi Akiva." He's going to hold like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar lo zrika bichlal shvicha, velo shvicha bichlal zrika. We'll hold like Rabbi Akiva believes there is no such concept of zrika being a subset of shvicha or being yotzei with shvicha. Zrika's alone and shvicha's alone. Ditznan, we have a mishnah. It's the last mishnah in Pesachim. Berach, Birkat HaPesach. Someone makes a bracha on the eating of the Pesach, Patar Shel Zevach. Then he doesn't have to make a bracha on the Chagigat Arba Asar. Chagigat Arba Asar is the additional korban that's brought for a chabura that does as many members, and in order for them to ne'echal al asofa, to eat the korban of Pesach as a dessert, as something, a delicacy at the end, they must have a chagigat arba asar to get enough basar for them to eat the meal itself. So they brought a chagigat arba asar as well. Now both korbanot are sitting in front of them. So it says here, if you make a bracha on the Pesach, potar shel zevach. Shel zevach, on the other hand, if he makes the bracha on the zevach, lo patar et haPesach, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Rabbi's opinion is. Rakiva mer, lo su potaret zu, velo zu potaret zu. Neither one is poter the other. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? So the reasoning is, the Gemara Pesachim tells us that Kasava Rabbi Shmuel, Zrika Bechlal Shvicha. That Zrika is a subset or included under Shvicha. And therefore, the Korban Chagigat Arba Asar requires Zrikat Adam L'Mizbech, like any other Shlamim, which is it requires Shtaim Shehein Arba, Zrikat Adam L'Mizbech. On the other hand, the Korban HaPesach, like the Bechor and the Maser, only require one matana on the Mizbeach, but it's a Shvichat Adam. That they shofech the dam on the Mizbeach, and that's it. So now, if Zrika is a subset of Shvicha, that means that Chagigat HaBasar could have been Yotze with the Shvichat Adam of the Pesach. And therefore, if you make a Brocho on the Pesach, the Chagigat HaBasar are subsumed in that, and therefore, if you say Ali Chalit Pesach, that includes Ali Chilat Zevach. On the other end, if you do it the other way around, if you make the bracha on the Zevach, which requires Zrika, that does not include, if you do Zrika, you're not Yotze if you had to do Shvicha. So therefore, if you make the bracha on the Zevach, you're not Yotze with regards to the Pesach. Rabbi Kiva says they're two separate karbonot, because Rabbi Kiva believes Shvicha is separate and Zvicha is separate, and therefore you need two separate brachot, and that's what we just suggested here. The one who uses that source, Dam Zvechel HaYishafech, to tell you that Zrika is Bechelal Shvicha, that's Rabbi Ishmael. But Rabbi Akiva does not hold of that opinion, and we'll just say that Rabbi Akiva is the author of the position here, and since we don't need it for to tell us that Zrika is subsumed under Shvicha, that tells us now that we can use Dam Shevechach Yishafech to teach us that Matana Achat Me'akevet. One Matana is Me'akev, the Korban. So now Gemara says, is that really true? Akate the Hachayu Da'ato? That really what the Dam Shevechach Yishafech is for? Mi Bailei? Gadetanyo? We need it for the Breita. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Mitoch Shenemar. Because the Pasuk says, Ach Bechor Shor, or Bechor Kesef, or Bechor Eiz. That we know that the Bechor requires dam and a murim to end up on the Mizbeach. Ma'aser u'pesach minayim. Where do you know about Ma'aser u'pesach? Tam alomar. V'dam zivachecha yishafeich. Tells us that the damim of all the zivachim yishafeich. Savalaki Rabbi Yossi aglidi. Rabbi Yossi aglidi tanya. Rabbi Yossi omer damo lo ne'mar. In the Parsha, in Bamidbar, in Parshat Korach, where it speaks about the Korban or the Matnot Kihuna, and there it speaks about the Bechor. In that Parsha, it says, Ach Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesev, Bechor Eis. And then it phrases the rest of that Parsha in the plural form. It says, Damam, Chalbam, and Bisaram. So Pashtuta Pasuk, why it's in the plural form, is because the beginning, or the header of the Parsha was Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesef, and Bechor Eis. It lists you three different types of Bechor. So the reason it's written in the plural is because you have Bechor, Bechor, Bechor. Three different types of Bechorot. On the other hand, Rabbi Yisrael says, no, I'll tell you why it's written in the plural. If it wanted to talk about Bechor, it would have written in the singular. True, there are different species, there are different types of Bechor. There's a Kesef, there's an Eis, and there's a Shor. But nevertheless, they're all Bechor. If the parsha would have continued, it would have continued in the singular. Why is it written in the plural? So that's what it is. The time Rabbi Yisrael Omer, Damolo Nemar, Elo Damam. Chabolno Nemar, Elo Chabam. We made al Bechor, Maser, Upesach, Shitaon Matan, Danimim, Ve'emurim, Legabi, Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yisrael says, where do we learn out Pesach and Maaser from? We learn about for the fact that it used a plural form by the Bechor. Damam and Chelbam come to include these additional carbonot. It says, Rabbi Shmuel, I grow Mapi Klei Lohochi, Mapi Klei Lohochi. Now we have two limudim from Rabbi Shmuel. We have one limud from Rabbi Shmuel that tells us, Dam Zvechecha Yishafech, to teach us that a Maaser and a Pesach require Matan Damim and Emurim, the Gabi Mizbeach. We saw before that Rabbi Shmuel argues on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel believes that when you do Shvichat Adam for something that requires Shvichat Adam, you are Yotzei. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that they're different. Now, we had a Braita that told us, how do you know that if you should have done a Zrika and you do a Shvicha, that it's okay? It says, Dam Zvechecha Yishafech. That means that Rabbi Shmuel is now using the pasuk to teach you two things. One is that if you do Shvicha instead of Zrika, you're okay. And number two is it's telling you that the Matnot of the Maser and the Pesach, you require Matnot Dam and Imurim. So how could Rabbi Shmuel learn two different things out of the same pasuk? So Mar says, no problem. It's an answer the Gemara has been favoring lately. Tanai, Alibid Rabbi Shmuel. Tutanaim, according to Rabbi Ishmael. Now, what does it mean, Tutanaim, according to Rabbi Shmuel? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Trei Tanai, Alibid Rabbi Shmuel. The one who learns that a Pesach, a Korban a Pesach, is done with Shvichat Adam, let lay Pesach poteret zevach. Then he can't learn out that the Pesach is poteret zevach. Because how would you know that a Pesach gets Shvichat Adam? Where would you know that a Pesach should have Shvichat Adam and not Shvichat Adam? That's because you learn Pesach out of the Pasuk. V'dam zvachecha yisha feich. That was the only way you would know that a Pesach requires shvicha and not shtei matanot shenabar zrikat adam. That means v'lo polig Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So according to one Tano, or the Tano believes that a Pesach is learned out of dam zvachecha yisha feich, and there if a Pesach requires shvicha, then that Tano does not think that Rabbi Akiva is wrong. B'hai, given the Pesach v'shvicha, b'hai kray yolif, too late on the mail of minandi tanim zrikak shirim shvicha. Then you don't have anything left. The pasuk's not left to learn out that if you did zrikak b'shvicha, it's no good. Umadi le plukta. The one who says that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva argue in the Gemara in Pesachim le pesach b'shvicha elab zrika. He says a pesach is done not b'shvicha d'adam elab zrika d'adam kishlamim. Just like a shlamim is done that way. Umihu pesach ikar. It goes back. The reason that the bracha works when you make the bracha on the Pesach, it's motzi the zevach. And when you do it on the zevach, it's not motzi the Pesach. It's the regular dinim of brachot, of ikar and tafel. What's the ikar korban here tonight? The korban of Pesach. What's tafel? What's coming because of the korban of Pesach? The chagigat abasar. So therefore, if you make a bracha on the Pesach, you're motzi the zevach. You make a bracha on the zevach, which is the tafel. You're not motzi the ikar, which is the korban ha-pesach.
Right.
You have to eat the korban ha-pesach at the end. That doesn't mean that you may not have eaten some of the pesach before you ate the chagigat ha-basar. You just have to have the korban ha-pesach at the end. The other possibility is he made the bracha on the pesach and then he ate from the zevach. So the way Rashi learns in the end, Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Smachlokis will also be dependent on this other position in Rabbi Yishmael. If Rabbi Yishmael believes that Pesach has a requirement of Shvicha, that means they learn Pesach out of Dams Bechalei Shafich. If that's the case, then Rabbi Yishmael does not believe that Korban HaPesach, one can't be Motzi the other, because he doesn't have Dams Bechalei Shafich left over. On the other hand, if he believes that the Korban HaPesach can be Motzi the Zevach, the one who believes there's a Machlokes in the Gemara Pesachim to Rabbi Yishmael Bekiva also believes that the Pesach is not Shvicha, but Kizrika, and since it's Kizrika, therefore that's why you make the bracha, you can motzi the other one, because you have an ikar and tefel. So that's what Rashi learns here with trade tonight. The machlokus, according to Rashi, the two tanaim is about what the din of Korban Pesach is. So Korban Pesach b'shvicha, or is it Korban Pesach b'zrika? And that's their machlokus tanaim over here. And based on that, machlokus tanaim will also have impact on the other machlokus tanaim, which is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, which is that one will believe that Rabbi Shmuel will hold like Rabbi Akiva, and that you can't make the bracha on the other, and the other one will hold that it's like Rabbi, against Rabbi Akiva, and then you can't make the bracha on the other, not because of Shvicha and Tzvicha, but because of the Ikar and Tafel. Tosfos takes issue with Rashi right away, which is the obvious problem here, which is Kach Reish HaKonches V'yesh Tema Misugi D'Sof Arvei Pesachim. The last Mishnah of Pesachim does not sound like that. Alma Rabbi Shmuel Eat Lei Tarte. Rabbi Shmuel thinks of two things: the Pesach V'Shvicha, V'Zrika V'Chal Shvicha. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim sounds like Rabbi Shmuel argues on Rabbi Akiva and says you can make a bracha on the Zevach, and not only can you make a bracha on the Zevach through the Pesach, but the Pesach is V'Shvicha. And that's what the Gemara sounds like over there. So where is Rashi coming up with this position that their argument is whether Pesach is Bishvicha or Bishvicha? Sounds like from the Gemara Pesachim that he holds also there of Shvicha. And Ein Ochanami, right. If he knows that it's Shvicha, then where does he know that Zrika would be subsumed under Shvicha? Because now he used to be more Dams V'Chalei Yishafich to teach you that the Korban of Pesach requires Shvicha. Tosfos gives two possible answers to this problem. The first answer that Tosfos gives is Benira de Rabbi Shmuel Kasavar, the Pesach Bishvicha. The Pesach is Dam Bishvicha Mikra Achrina Velomi Dam Zavecha Yishafech. That it comes, the source for that, it comes from a different pasuk. So according to Tosafot here, the Machloket Tanaim is not about whether Pesach is done Bishvicha. Everybody agrees that Pesach is Dam Bishvicha. Their argument is about what the source for that is. Is the source for that Dam Zavecha Yishafech? If your source for the Pesach being done b'shvicha is dam zvecha yishafech, you no longer have that pasuk available to you to teach you about the fact that zrika is bichlal shvicha. And if that's the case, that Tano can't be the author of the position in Pesachim. On the other hand, the Tano in Pesachim believes also that the Korban Pesach is done b'shvicha, but he uses Dan Zvachecha Yishafech to teach him that Zvika is Bechlal Shvicha, and that's why Rabbi Shmuel's opinion in the Gemara Pesachim is that a Pesach is Motzi the Zevach, but not the Zevach at the Pesach. But if he uses Dan Zvachecha Yishafech to teach you that Zvika is Bechlal Shvicha, where does he know that the Korban Pesach is Bishvicha? That doesn't say, it comes from a different pasuk. He doesn't tell us what that pasuk is or where that source is, but he has another source for that. So according to this reasoning in Tosfos, the Machlokas is about what is the source for Pesach Bishvicha, and that will determine whether the position in Pesachim is authored by which Tana. The Tana who has a different source can be the author of that position, Rabbi Shmuel, in Pesachim. The one who says Dam Zvechach Yishafech is the source for that, cannot be the author of the position in the Gemara in Pesachim, and that's the Machloket Tanaim over here. Then Tosavot brings a different pshat, which actually is the Rashbam Alibi the Rashi in the Gemara in Pesachim. The Rashbam Alibi the Rashi in the Gemara in Pesachim actually has a different girsa in the Gemara. That alternative girsa eliminates the question entirely. Instead of giving an answer to the question doesn't exist in this alternative girsa. Tosafot has other questions on this position, but this eliminates the question by saying that Rabbi Shmuel does not hold that the Pesach is Bishvicha. And based on that girsa, we also explain Rashi's position over here. Rashi says over here that the machloket between the two Tanaim is whether the Pesach is done b'shpicha or it's done b'zrika. And that's based on this girsa. The girsa, you look at it, it's the bottom of the big Tosafot on the bottom of the Zion or Aleph. It says, Rabbeinu Shmuel b'shem Rabbeinu Shalom perish b'nyan acher. Explain the Gemara there differently. That when you want to say in the position of Rabbi Shmuel that it's Zrika subsumed under Shvicha, klomar mitoch divrei Rabbi Shmuel. From the position of Rabbi Shmuel, we can come to that conclusion. Why? Rabbi Shmuel says that if you make a bracha on the Pesach, you motzi the zevach. Why is that? It must be that they have the same matnotam. They must both be bizrika. Oh, they're both done bizrika. That's why the Pesach is motzi the zevach. Well, if that's true, why can't the zevach be motzi the Pesach? That's because of Ikar and Tafel. The Tafel, the zevach, cannot be motzi the Pesach. But the reasoning of Rabbi Shmuel there is because they have the same matnotam of zrika. If that's the case, then Zdam Zvachecha Yishafech is available. That pasuk is extraneous. If that pasuk is extraneous, then we now have it available to teach us that Zricha is Bechlal Shvicha. Then Rabbi Akiva's position is no. I use Dam Zvechel Yishafeich to learn out that a Pesach is done b'shvicha. Well, if a Pesach is done b'shvicha, that means Pesach Shvicha, Zevach Zvicha, and one can't be motzi the other, because I have no pasuk available to teach me that Zvicha is Bechlal Shvicha. Basically, now we've assigned the position of Pesach b'shvicha to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel believes, according to the Rashbam and the Gemar Pesachim, that in Ochanami, the Pesach is done b'zrika. Now you don't have the problem of the Tosafot, because then we don't have to learn two things out for Rabbi Shmuel. We only need to learn one thing. Rabbi Shmuel believes Pesach b'zrika. Now he needs to know that Zvicha is Bechlal Shvicha. Then he learns out of Dam Zvechel Yishafech. That will be the machloket Tanaim over here. What do we do with that pasuk with Dam Zvechel Yishafech? The Tan over here says we use it for the source that Pesach is done b'shvicha. Once you do that, he can't be the author of the position of Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim thinks that Rabbi Shmuel believes that Pesach is done b'zrika. But it also means that he doesn't have the limud that zrika is b'chlal shvicha, because he used Dam Zvechel Yishafech to teach you about the korban of Pesach b'shvicha. The Tana, which argues on him, is the Tana in Pesachim. The Tana in Pesachim says, first of all, Rabbi Shmuel thinks that Korban HaPesach is Bizrika. Number two, he now has Dam Shvichecha Yishafech available to him to teach that Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha. And so that'll be the machlokas between them, whether Korban HaPesach is Bizrika, that's the author and Rabbi Shmuel in Pesachim, or is a Pesach done in Shvicha, which is the author or the Tana that we brought over here. The outcome of that machlokas, as Rashi points out, will be the fact that whether Dam Zvecha Yishafech can teach you that is Zrika is Bichlal Shvicha. So in summary, according to Rashi, the machlokas is whether Dam Pesach is b'shvicha or b'zrika. The one who holds that Dam Pesach is b'shvicha, he does not have the position of Rabbi Ishmael in Pesachim. Because it's b'shvicha, he has no pasuk available to teach us that Zrika is b'chlal shvicha. The Tano believes that Korban HaPesach is done b'zrika. Therefore, if they're the same, of course, one bracha can be put to the sheni. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Shmuel's opinion then in the Gemara Pesachim? It has to do with Ikar and Tafel. Similar to the Lashon brought in the Rashbam, according to Rashi, that was brought in the Tosafot. That's the Machloket. According to the first answer in Tosafot, in Ochanami, the Machloket is about what the source for Dam Pesach B'Shvicha is. Everybody agrees that Dam Pesach is B'Shvicha. The only question is, what's the source for that? Depending on what your source for that is, will determine whether you have the pasuk available to learn Zrika Bechlal Shvicha. That's this large Tosos over here, if you want to take a look at it. But it really depends on the Gemara in Pesachim, and the Girsaot in the Gemara in Pesachim. Now the Gemara continues. Just like Chelbam and Damam are in plural because of the multiple Bechorot that are here, Bechor Shor, Bechor Keseh, Bechor Eh, so too Bisaram is in plural. There's nothing to learn from it. That's what the pasuk, that's the Pashtut HaPasuk. On the other hand, the rabbis praise. That's why it's important. Ella Rabbi Yossi, the Mukila Navi b'Maser Pesach. He's talking about Maser Pesach Balim Achlilei. Wait a minute. What is it about Mubsara Miyulach? That the Basar will be for the Kohanim? Sure, by the Bechor, that's true. But by the Maser and the Pesach, the Basar does not go to the Kohanim. The Basar is eaten by the Balim. Maser belongs to the Balim, and Pesach belongs to the Balim. So how can you say Ubsara means Pesach, Bechor, Maser? That's not true. Then that Yelach, that won't be for the Kohanim. So my Ubsaram Yelach. So where's the plural Bisaram teach you? So that's Echatam, Vechad, Bamum. That comes to teach you that there's two matnot b'chor for the Kohen. One matanah b'chor for the Kohen is that a tam, that which is placed on the mizbeach, that after it's placed on the mizbeach, the basar goes to the Kohen. The other one is a b'chor that gets a balmum that will not end up on the mizbeach, that b'chor goes to the Kohen. It's also matanah the Kohen. So that's what ubsaram. The plural ubsaram is not for b'chor eiz, b'chor shor, and b'chor kesef. It's to teach you echad tam v'echad balmum. Limeit ala b'chor balmum shnitein the Kohen. Shalom matzinu lo b'chol ha-Torah kula. We do not find something like this anywhere else in the Torah. So Rashi says, what does it mean we don't find anything else like this in the Torah? She'ain pasuk acher b'Torah. There's no other pasuk in the Torah that teaches us that a b'chor b'mum goes to the Kohen. That's the way Rashi reads it. I would have read it, and that's why Tosis brings the alternative shot down. Shalom matzinu b'chol ha-Torah kula means that there is no other din like this in the Torah. This is the only matana of the Kohen.
Right.
He gets the balmum, and he doesn't have to end up on the mizbeach. That he gets an animal, he gets what should have been a korban on the mizbeach, and there's a mum in it that he actually gets it. We're not that we're poda it, and then we buy a new bechor and put it on the mizbeach. No, that he actually gets the balmum and he can eat it. That's the only such concept that is found in the Torah. Rabbi Shmuel, where does Rabbi Shmuel know that a bechor bal atam and a balmum are both belonging to the Kohen? Nafkalei melecha tiyeh, because it says kechazei atnufa kushok yamim lecha yeh. So that's the end of that pasuk. So what's lecha yeh? Lecha yeh, the seifa which is extraneous, that teaches me that also the balmum goes to the Kohen. Bishlam ala Rabbi Yosef leli demukilei nami b'maser pesach. Haynu dichtiv lo tifte kodesh heim. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, in the pasuk there it says, "Lo tiftei, you may not redeem them. Kodesh heim, they are kodesh. Heim krevim, ve'in tmuratam kreva. They are allowed to be placed on the mizbeach, but their tmura does not end up on the mizbeach. So that would explain what we have. It's not. We have a mishnah. Tmurat bechor umaser heim uvladan uvlad vladan at sof kolatarot harihen kibechor." They have umaser. They have the same din as a bechor maser. Ve'yochlu b'muman lebalim. And they'll be eaten by a mum. If they get a mum, they'll be eaten by the balim. So what do you see? That the bechor and the maser, both, their tmura does not end up on the mizbeach. Why does their tmura not end up on the mizbeach? Well, I have a limud. Lo tifteh kodesh heim krevim. Ve'in tmuratam krevim. And by the korban of Pesach, I also have such a concept. It's none. I'm Rabbi Yoshua. Shemati shetmurat Pesach kreva. Utmurat Pesach in kreva. Vainly the farish. I don't know how to explain it. Now the Gemara is not going to explain it. That we had earlier in the, The Gemara discusses a little bit as well as in the Gemara Pesachim, which is there are some tmurot that are krevim, some that are not krevim. But what do you see from Rabbi Yeshua? Pesach also the tmurat does not go on the mizbeach. The tmurat doesn't go on the mizbeach. Then we have a proof. Where do we have that from? We have that from the pasuk in Bamidbar by Korach. Lo tifteh kodeshim ein krevim vein vladam krevim. So now I have a source of bechor, maser, and pesach. Why their tmurat does not end up on the mizbeach? Now the reason behind Rabbi Yeshua is, when is the Tumurah yes and when is the Tumurah no, has to do when you do the Tumurah. If the Tumurah is done prior to Pesach, when the Korban of Pesach is still ra'ui to be a Pesach, that Tumurah does not end up on the Mizbeach, because that's Tumurah to Pesach. If it's after Pesach, when your Pesach is Naseh Shlamim, then if you do a Tumurah of the Pesach after Shlamim, then it's a Tumurah Shlamim, and that will end up on the Mizbeach. There are alternative Pshatim in this, so we won't delve into them right now, because they're really not related to us, they're more related to Pesachim. Elo, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Mukilei Kulei B'Bechor, according to Rabbi Shmuel, makes the whole Pasuk in Korach be referencing to a Bechor, Maseru Pesach, Telo Krevat, Tumuratan, Minolei. Where does he know that a Maser and a Pesach, that their Tumurah does not end up on the Mizbeach? So Mar says, Maser Gamar, Evra Avra Mi Bechor, that we see earlier in the Masechta, this Gezerah Shava between Karban Bechor and the Karban Maser, because by Maser it says, Kol Asher Yavor Tachat HaShevet, so there's the word Yavor, and then it says, by Karban the Bechor, Bavarta Kol Peter Rechem, so Bavara Havara, that is the Gezerah Shava. So just like by the Bechor, its Tumurah is not Mukrav, so too by the Maser, its Tumurah will not be Mukrav from that Gezerah Shava. But Pesach, what about Pesach? Bechor Pesach Behejektiv Be. By Pesach it says, Kesef, Matam Malomar Im Kesef. So by the Pesach it says it comes from a Kesef. By Shlamim it says Im Kesef. Rabot, Tumrata Pesach, Achara Pesach, Shetikrav Shlamim. That it comes to include the Pesach after Pesach that will be Nikrav Shlamim. Yoch Aval Pesach, I would think even before Pesach came, Tamalomar Hu. As it says, Im Kesef, who? So now that pasuk is found by the Shlamim. If you remember, we darshan that earlier in the Masechta, that it says by the Shlamim what seems to be unnecessary. So we said that, what does it mean, Im Kesef, who? We said that whole parsha is written by the Pesach Notar. The Pesach that's left over there is a din of Shlamim. So we said that whole parsha is written about the Pesach, and in that parsha it says, Im Kesef, who? Well, why do you have to tell me Im Kesef, who? We know a shlamim is a kesef. That's what it comes from. A pesach comes from a kesef. So what do you tell me, im kesef? Of course it's a kesef, because that's a pesach. If it's a notar, a pesach, the only thing it's going to be is a kesef. So what's the answer? That's what they dash. Im kesef comes to include the tumurat pesach, that it is mukrav. What about the hu, which is a miut? So some tumurat pesach are not mukrav. What's the difference? Depends when. If it's a shlamim, which means after pesach, the tumurat is mukrav. If it's really a Pesach, im kesef, and who? It's still the kesef. It's still a Pesach, like before the Shkita, the Pesach. Then that Tumura will not be Mukrav al Mizbeah. So Rabbi Shmuel learns that out from the Pasuk of im kesef hu. So therefore, he doesn't need to learn that out of Pasuk in Bamidbar by Parshat Korach. V'chol anach tanai, all these other opinions here, d'mafkele l'hai d'ram tzvavecha l'shafeich l'drosha achrina. So we've had a series of Tanaim here that say d'ram tzvavecha l'shafeich is used from some other limud. True, in the end, we said that our Tana doesn't have to have that. He can learn it out of all these different things. We said before, he'll hold like Rabbi Akiva. He won't hold up that Shita. He'll learn it out of Rabbi's position. But in the end, there are Tanaim who have a position, Dam Zvechel Yishafech is learned for something else. Then where do those Tanaim know? Where do they know that din? If they use Dam Zvechel Yishafech, so fine, that's not our Tana. But on the other hand, we know that's a din. And where do they know that din from? So Gemara says, "Savi lehu kepei tilel." They hold like Vidal. There are many af chadat shenam ana achat kiper. Tofinan kulo bechadat. So this was the question that I asked originally by the Tosfos, which says, in the end, Beit Hillel says, "Vay chadat matana achat." So that means that all the other carbon, if chadat, which requires four, one is sufficient, then certainly those that only require two, one should be sufficient. Till here, the Havamina was that you couldn't do that. Till now, we didn't think Beit Hillel would learn this way. This is the first time they introduced the concept that Beit Hillel could learn out of a chadat. Until now, we thought Beit Hillel would have learned just like Beit Shammai out of the Dams of Echachi Shafech. Now we know that Beit Hillel has an alternative. Now once they have an alternative, then we could say that what before was Beit Shammai. So it's Sri's question. My time at the Beit Shammai. What's the reason we debate Beit Shammai by the Karban Chatat? And the same question is, my time at the Beit Hillel. That is because in the Torah it says, Karnot, 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 Harikan, Sheish. It says Karnot three times in the Torah. That teaches us that each one of the Karnot here means plural, twice. So that's Harikan Sheish. Arba the mitzvah, four of them, the only four Karnot, so you can only four of them can be the mitzvah. So what are the additional two Kranot coming to teach us the other two times? Shtayim le'akev. To tell you that two of them are makev, and that's the source of Beit Shammai. You have six times the word Karen. Four of them are to teach you the mitzvah to put on the four Kranot. Two of them tell you that two out of those four are me'akev. Ubeit Hillel, Karnot, 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 Harikan, Arba. That it says, Karnot, 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 there are only four. Shlosh the mitzvah, Vachat le'akev. Three of them are for mitzvah, and one is la'akev. Beit Shammai itle aim le'mikra. Beit Shammai believes that you look at the way the word is read. The way the word is read is karnot, 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 which means plural in all three of the instances. Since it's plural in all three of the instances, that teaches me there are six times the word karen is written. On the other hand, Beit Hillel believes aim le'misoret. Beit Hillel believes that aim le'misoret means that the way it's written dictates. Well, what's the way it's written? Twice it's written chaser, and once it's written malay. So in the two times it's written chaser, we say karen, and that's it. You learn one out. The one time it's written malay teaches you karnot, and therefore it would be four. You get two and then four. Therefore, you have a machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, whether it's im le'misoret or im le'mikra. Beit Shammai says im le'mikra, the way you read it. Beit Hillel says, look at im le'misoret, the way it's written. Therefore, harikan arba, you have four times the word karen is written, shlosh the mitzvah, v'chad la'akev. Three for a mitzvah, one la'akev. Ve'im akudu the mitzvah. Wait a minute, before when Beit Shammai had four, he used the first four for mitzvah, and then two la'akev. Here, Beit Hillel, you only have four. Why don't you say all four of them are the mitzvah? What's the problem then? If you say all four of them are mitzvah, that means if you missed one, no problem. Karban's fine. So Gemara says, kapara bichti lo ashkechan. We don't find any kapara without any matan damim. You can't have a free pass. You don't get free kapara without any dam ending up on the mizbeach. So therefore, it must be that one of them is makib. Ain't ochanami. Beit Hillel only has a source for four matnot, and that the four matnot are the mitzvah. So ain't ochanami. It should be that b'diavad, if you did nothing, you'd be okay. But the problem is, if b'diavad, you did nothing, that means you did nothing. And if you did nothing, you can't get kapara. So it must be that one of them is makib. That's the limit of Beit Hillel. V'beit ema, some say, hainu time of the Beit Hillel. Ahani mikra, bahani misoret. No, that Beit Hillel holds that we read both Im LaMikra and Im LaMisoret. What does that mean? Ahani Mikra, if I look at the way we read it, let's Vuye Chada, that comes to add one. Vahani Soret, Libtsure Chada, that comes to subtract one. So let's think about this. If you do it okay, Im LaMikra, the way you read it, you end up with six. If you do it Im LaMisoret, the way it's written, you end up with four. So how do I reconcile between? He says, no, we say both Im LaMikra and Im LaMisoret together. So I say it's four and six. Well, it can't be four and six. It must be that it's five. That the Im LaMikra teaches me add one onto the four. And the four tells me take one away from the six. So I end up in a compromise between the two, which is five. That I accomplish both by putting five. Im LaMikra teaches me six. Im LaMisoret teaches me four. So I have now tension between them. So what do? We put it in the middle. We put five. So one that helps me to aim. The aim of the mikra helps me to make it a little more. And the aim of the misora is pulling me down. Makes it one less. Okay, so the Gemara is going to ask that right away. The Gemara is going to ask that. So now the Gemara says, I need to make the misora the mitzvah. Now I have five. Four is the mitzvah. And one is the akev. So that's the way we tell us. Hello, miato. If that's the case, as David just asked, what about the rest of Shas? How about letotafot, 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 harekan arba. Totafot, we learn out from here that there are four. Ahanikra, vahani misoret. Let us say the same thing over there, that we should have ahanikra and ahani misoret. So chamisha batim, ahi the me'avad. We should have five batim in the tefillin. Because if you say letotafot, 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 all written in the im lamikra, written in the plural, that would teach you six. Then the im lamisoret is one of them in the plural. Two of them are in the singular, which are without the vav. One of them malay, two of them chaser. That would be four. I have a tension between four and six. I should end up with five. So Gemara says, "Sever like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Tat Bekatfei Shtayim, Pat Bafrikei Shtayim." They don't learn that out. They don't learn out the four batim from the three times it says Latotafot, but rather they learn out of Rabbi Akiva's limud, which is Totafot is a conjunction of two words of Tat and Pati, two and two, which means four. The definition of the word Totafot is four, and that's why we know four batim. So by the way, we spoke about this when we did this in Sanhedrin, that there are no such psukim by Letotafot. It's a huge problem. The Gemara here dashes out four. This is the source of four batim in both the Gemara and the Bavli, as well as in the Mechilta, in all different places. This is the source for four batim, and it does not exist in our Torah. It's a huge problem. And good Sifrei Torah, Loki Letotafot Klal Bevav Lebesof. So the Tofot is not written Malay in a single Sefer Torah that we have. So where's the limud? Ella, so some say, Vav Vile Totafot. In the beginning, Vile Totafot. So that's what it's darshaning. Vile Totafot is what it's darshaning. Vile Mandalo Darish Vav. Even though sometimes people don't darshan Vav. Vav Lamed Darish. Vile Totafot. That's the extra Vav over here. Then he brings another pshat. Born with Odi is Yishma Farshim. To the Totafot, Darish Kifti, the Totafot Malay Bevav, between the Tet and the Tet. There's an extra vav there, and that's the vav der doresh. And they move that vav from there, and they move it to the end of the word. Rabbi Yonatan says, I don't know what you're talking about. You can't move letters around inside of a word. When we say that you can darshan a letter and you move it here and there, that's at the end of a word, the beginning of a word, we push it over to the word after it or the word before it. But you can't just take a letter in the middle of a word and move it around. So Rabbi Yonatan says, I don't agree with that position. So he leaves it that it has to be that the vav between the tet and the tet. I brought you back then, when we did the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I brought you the Mechilta. And I think that the pshat here in the Mechilta is that the Mechilta begins with Yadcha. That by the case of Yadcha, how do we know it's one bite by Yadcha? So it says by Yadcha, Ukshartam Liot al Yadcha, right? Ukshartam Liot al Yadchem. So that is found in Sefer Devarim. The other two times that Tefillin are mentioned are in Parshat Bo, the end of Bo. There also it says, Uliot al Yadcha. It uses the word Yadcha in all four places. When it uses the word Yadcha in all four places, that teaches me that Yadcha means the same thing in all four places, and it means one bayit. That is not true by Totafot. What's the din? What does it say by totafot? True, in Devarim it says, "Ayu le totafot ben einecha, le totafot ben einechem." So the verse is the totafot. In Bo, what does it say? One of the two places in Bo it says totafot. Or the other one it says, "Uzikaron ben einecha." Does not use the word totafot. So now, by Yadcha, when it used the word Yadcha, I expect it to repeat three other times the same word Yadcha. And it doesn't. So by Yadcha, when it repeats Yadcha, 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 that gives me one bite. By Totafot, the first thing it says is Uzikaron ben einecha. So what do I expect to find in the next parsha? Uzikaron ben einecha. Uzikaron ben einecha. Uzikaron ben einecha. I don't find that. Each time the word Totafot is used, that teaches me, instead of Uzikaron ben einecha, that's an additional bite. So that's what it means. Uzikaron ben einecha. You should have said Zikaron ben einecha, Totafot. Zikaron ben einecha, Totafot. Zikaron ben einecha, Totafot. Those teach me the additional three batim. That's how you get four batim. Basing that on the mechilta, or the way the mechilta sounds, I think that's the easiest way, or the best way to darshan this, because the, all the others are relying, if you look at all the other, whether it's Yishalmi, Bavli, Mechiltot, Midrashim, Halacha, all relying on the fact that Totafot has a Malay in it. And how many Malay, it's very unclear, because the Gersot are all different, but none of them are true. Our Sifrei Torah just don't have it. So the way I'm explaining it, I think, gives you an understanding. The Totafot, the Totafot is instead of, is a Ben Enecha, and each one of them is Musif, an additional Bayit. Right now the Gemara says, okay, Ela Mi'ata, Besukot. What about the fact by Sukkot? Ahani Mikra v'ahani Mesoret. Let's do the same thing again. Ahani Mikra v'ahani Mesoret. Chamisha dafnoto by the Meva. Then you should have to do five walls. Why? Sukkot. We do Im LeMikra, six. You do Im LeMesoret, four. So you end up with five dafnot. Where it says, Hatam chad kwa kulei legufe. We need one pasuk to teach us Sukkot, period. Then you need Sukkah. So that drops one. V'chad l'schacha. And then I need one for the schach itself, to literally tell me that you need schach. So now I took away two. So you're right, I started with five, and now I'm down to three. Ate hilchata, then you have the lach of the Moshe v'sinai, v'garata l'shlishit, and takes the third wall, v'ukimta tefach, it does it, the third wall only has to be a tefach long. That's the lach of Moshe v'sinai, that the third wall is a tefach wide, and has to be less than three tefachim away from the wall. And if you have four tefachim, using lavud, that rove of seven tefachim is enough to be the third wall. So that's how we learn out. So in Ochanami, we can say, Im lemisaret, Im lemikra, but we need two of those five for something else. One to teach me sukkah, literally, and one to teach me about tzchach, that you need tzchach on top, that's tzichcha. Now the question is, what about the other is? How come by letotafot, we don't ask for one, we don't ask for one of them to be literally for letotafot? How come we don't do that? So the answer could be, is that by Totafot we do have one, which is Zikaron ben einecha. We do have something that tells you about the Totafot. We don't need the Totafot because we do have Zikaron ben einecha. What about by the Damim? How come over there we don't say, that Tosos asked this question on the top of the Amud, by the Damim, Lo Dami LeKarnot, the Tashinan Tchilot to the Karnot, Mashma Minyono. Because by Karnot, the whole purpose of Karnot is to be a Minyan. Aval Sukkot, Lo Mashma Minyan. Tafnot, Elo Mashma Shtei Sukkot. When you say Sukkot in plural, that means two different Sukkot. It doesn't mean count how many walls of the Sukkah. Therefore, when we're darshaning, we need one Sukkah to teach me literally Sukkah, and the rest of them we use for the Drasha. Then by Karnot, what else is the plural of Karnot coming to teach you? Except that there's more than one, more Karnot that you're dealing with. And therefore, you don't need a literal pasuk of Karen to teach you Karen, but you just say Karnot, each one of them is for the Minyan. So Tosafot differentiates between Karnot and Sukkot by saying by Sukkot we need one, the Gufa, whereas by Karnot we don't need one, the Gufa, because the whole purpose of making multiples in Karnot would mean multiple Karnot. By Sukkot, the multiples will be two different Sukkot, not the number of walls in the Sukkah. Therefore, you need one of them for the Drasha literally of Sukkah, and the rest of them you can use for Minyan. I mean, one for the Dofen, one for the Schach. Tosus does leave Bistarachion. How come if we learn out Sukkot to mean both Defanot and Tzchach, that all the dinim of the Tzchach don't apply to the Defanot, which would mean Tasev lo menasui should apply to the Defanot, and that they have to be L'shem Achag or L'shem Mitzvah, the Defanot. Those we don't say by the Defanot. We do differentiate between Defanot and the Tzchach, yet both Defanot and Sukkot and Tzchach are looked out from the same word, Sukkah. So Tosafot leaves that Bitzarachion, he does not know why. Certain drashot we say by the Defanot from the word Sukkah, and others we leave out and we say it only applies to the Schach and not to the Defanot. Last thing I'll just say is, what you asked, David, is Tosafot in Sanhedrin asks your question is, how come we don't always say Eim LeMikra, Eim LeMesoret? What's this idea? How come the Gemara says Eim LeMikra or Eim LeMesoret? How come all of a sudden they come with Eim LeMikra, Eim LeMesoret? Where does that come up? So Tosafot there suggests that's only when we can reconcile between them. that Eim L'Mikra, Eim L'Misorot, or over there the Gemara says, Kol Sheish Lo Eim L'Mikra, also Eish Lo Eim L'Misorot. It's a similar type of idea, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Those who say we only say that when they can be reconciled. If we're going to reconcile between the Mikra and the Misorot, then we'll do both. But if they're Soter Achad Tashini, there are times when the Mikra and the Misorot are Soter. And when the Mikra and the Misorot are Misoter, then we're not going to say that it's Eim L'Mikra and Eim L'Misorot. Even though over here it sounds like even when they're Soter, it's 6 and 4, we come up with a reconciliation between them, we find this 5 in between them, and we work the drasha that way. But generally you'll say that it's Eim L'Mikra or Eim L'Misorot, because the drashot are mutually exclusive. If the drashot can be reconciled, then we'll say Eim L'Mikra, Eim L'Misorot. All right, we'll stop over here.